I'd like to say we appreciate that of the song service this morning. Appreciate that their heart's been made to feel. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I do appreciate the service thus far. Just ask you would remember us. We're going to read you some out of the 13th chapter of the book of St. John. St. John, the 13th chapter. Say we appreciate your prayers this week, and we appreciate your support. Gonna try my best to mind the Lord this morning. There's some things in the scripture that that we uphold and take part of. Articles of faith. Now, some articles of faith read just a little bit different, worded just a little different, but they're all pretty much the same. I found that to be so. I've got a copy of the churches here somewhere, not with me, but I've got a copy of them. I've read them before, went over them before. We have one that says, we believe that baptism and the Lord's Supper are ordinances, and feet washing is an example given to the church by Jesus Christ. And true believers are the only proper subject, and immersion the only proper mode. Now, Lord willing, tonight we've got communion and foot washing. The communion is an ordinance. It's in our rules. Article of faith. You know, you all know me. You've heard me say that before. Lord willing, the fourth Sunday morning, we're going to have a baptizing. So in this month, we're going to be able to take care of both ordinances of the church. That don't happen too much together. Now, I'm going to be honest. I do not know this morning what or which way I'm going to go. I'm going to read you some scripture and just trust that the Lord will send that we stand in need of. These things are not something that just somebody thought up and they pinned them down and said, that'd be good. There've been some, I believe there's a lot of prayer went into it and a lot of study on that of the articles of faith. And you can find them in the Word of God. They're fairly plain. They most certainly are. We're going to read you just a little bit. I'm going to try not to read the whole chapter, but I'll read as much as I feel like I need to. Now you pray for us. Starting with the first verse, 13th chapter of the book of St. John. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and you are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore, said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. He that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. When Jesus thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter, therefore, beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. No man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while, and I am with you. You shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the 13th chapter of the book of St. John. Now, there's other places in that of the scriptures concerning that of which we feel that we're going to talk to you about. But nonetheless, this gives us that of the day or the time that Jesus was betrayed, and betrayed by one of his own disciples, that being Judas Iscariot. And the scripture says here that the Lord, they said, now the supper, he said, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So he talks and makes mention of the feast of the Passover here, and that of the Passover, as we know, and that of which we celebrate also. You might say, preacher, we have that of the Lord's Supper. Well, that's where the Lord's Supper come in, was that of the feast of the Passover. You remember the day and the time that it says in the scripture when they come out of that of Egypt, my friend, that the Lord, the angel of the Lord, come by and spoke to Moses, and he said, you tell every man to get in his tent or in his place. And there, and he said, shut the door. And he said, now I want them to eat the Passover. want them to prepare and eat the Passover, but that of the blood of the sacrifice, said, you put it up over the door lintel and on the doorpost, and you stay in that of the house until the death destroyer has passed. Therefore, it's called that of the Passover. And the Bible says throughout all Egypt, my friend, that did not have the blood applied on the door, brethren, death come in. Right down all the way to the king and that of his firstborn, brethren, for all the firstborn of the house was going to die. And the scripture says there was never a cry, no, not in Egypt, like that of that night, the Passover night. Now, if you had the blood, if you had the blood on the lintel and on the doorpost, brethren, that death destroyer, he said, when I see the blood, he said, I'll pass over you. And that, brethren, that's what happened in that the days of Egypt. And before they come out of that of Egypt, brethren, that's what happened right in the house of that of Pharaoh. Now, the scripture, brethren, teaches us that they were to keep this from year to year. They was to keep this Passover, and they was to show that, brethren, being released, my friend, out of that of bondage and out of that, brethren, of Egypt, where they were in bondage. Now, the Bible teaches us that they kept this feast from year to year. Now, when you read in the Old Testament, you'll find, brethren, that they did not. There was many years had passed, and, brethren, in times more than once, that they didn't keep the Passover, and they didn't do the oracles of God because of their leaders, and their leaders then, brethren, told them they could bypass or not do it, or it didn't mean that much to them, just to be honest. My friend, that's how it all come to pass. But, brethren, it was a constitute. If you'll have it, it was an ordinance that they keep it. My friend, year after year after year. My friend, and it was that of the Passover, my friend, that they was keeping when Jesus was betrayed. My friend, that's what John's talking about. My friend, when this thing come down to the end. My friend, we call it the Lord's Supper. My friend, or the Last Supper. My friend, and it is written, it's inscripted right on this table. My friend, it says this, do in remembrance of me. My friend, brethren, when you keep that of what we call communion, my friend, the Bible teaches us that we do show, my friend, the Lord's death. My friend, yes sir, we show that, my friend, of his death. My friend, we take part in that. My friend, we have what we call an unleavened bread. My friend, and we have that of the fruit of the vine. My friend, or the juice of the grape. My friend, yes we do. Yes we do. You say, preacher, my friend, people do it different. There's a lot of things goes. My friend, and there's a lot of people that does things different. My friend, I'm not going to get into all that. My friend, I believe I can prove to you today. My friend, of that of the juice of the grape, 100%. My friend, that it is that of the pure wine of the grape. My friend, you say, preacher, not so. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you, and you're not going to believe me. My friend, brethren, I've been to meeting all week. My
night, friend, except Thursday night. At night, friend and brethren, I want you to know that I've been listening, my friend, for the Lord to give me something. At night, friend, and I come this way this morning, I said, Lord, I'm still listening. At night, friend, I didn't have a thing. At night, friend, I'm talking about clear spring water. At night, friend, couldn't see nothing. At night, friend, no, sir. At night, friend, the Lord spoke to me just a few minutes ago. At night, friend, he said, you've got, at night, friend, a good portion of the church here. At night, friend, and you've got communion foot washing tonight. At night, friend, why don't you just let them know what it's all about? At night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. At night, friend, brethren, now, brethren, if you'd come tonight, you might hear, at night, friend, some good preaching about the bread. At night, friend, and about the cup. At night, friend, and even about foot washing. At night, friend, you just might do. At night, friend, I don't know how that service will go. At night, friend, but I'm going to tell you, my friend, that of the Lord's communion, at my friend, is an ordinance. At my friend, of the church. At my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, preacher, I ain't going to take part in that. At my friend, if I can't do it all, I ain't going to do none of it. At my friend, well, I'm just going to preach you what the Word says. At my friend, and it says it's an ordinance. At my friend, it teaches us it's an ordinance. At my friend, it says that we should keep that. At my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, it's what they was doing. I believe the Scripture says, brethren, in one place that the Lord told us, one of the disciples there said, go down yonder in the city. At my friend, and said, you're going to find a man carrying a water pot. At my friend, said, you follow him. At my friend, and brethren, when he gets to where he's going, at my friend, you tell him that the master has need. At my friend, of the facility. At my, you say, preacher, he didn't do that. Yes, he did. At my friend, yes, he did. Brethren, and they held the Passover in that room. Yes, they did. At my friend, the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper. At my friend, ever what you want to call it, you say, preacher, got nothing to do with the Passover. At my friend, he told that disciple, he said, you go tell them. At my friend, that the master has need. At my friend, of the room or the facility. At my friend, because we gonna keep the Passover. At my friend, we gonna keep the Passover. At my friend, it's been a while. I know the circumstance we've been under, and you know the circumstance. At my friend, that we've been under, and I've always said this. At my friend, you're not gonna hear me preach to you. At my friend, nor get on to you. At my friend, if you don't wash feet. At my friend, I'm not gonna, at my friend, charge you that you need to. At my friend, but I'll say this, this is what the Word says. And I just read it to you. At my friend, he said, happy are you if you do these things. At my friend, so, at my friend, I'll leave that portion with you. At my friend, I most certainly will, but I'm just going to be plain with you this morning. At my friend, why, preacher, we didn't come to get charged. At my friend, brethren, somebody needs charged. At my friend, there's a lot of them left off the ordinance. At my friend, yes, sir, they've just quit doing it. At my friend, bypassed it. At my friend, we living in a day when it don't matter. You don't have to keep the Lord's Supper. At my friend, brethren, that's a lie of the devil. Yes, it is. At my friend, brethren, You come be with us tonight. My friend, if you're born again, you say, preacher, I ain't took it in years. My friend, I'll leave that between you and the Lord. My friend, but I'll be, I'm just going to preach you what the Lord give me this morning. My friend, the Bible teaches us, you say, preacher, I would come, but I just ain't worthy. My friend, brother, I want you to realize something. You was able to be born again. My friend, you're worthy to take part of the bread and the cup. My friend, for only believers, my friend, can take part in this portion. Yes, sir, only believers. My friend, you say, preacher, my friend, it can't be that important. My friend, well, I've read you, John. My friend, there's that much book, my friend, between Genesis and Revelation. My friend, and he talks about the Passover. My friend, once it was instituted. My friend, and not only that, you can find it in the beginning. My friend, if you really want to believe that. My friend, brethren, Christ didn't do anything. My friend, that was necessary. My friend, the Bible said that he come to fulfill the law. My friend, and to fulfill it, he did. In that of likeness of sinful flesh. My friend, I don't know. This morning you say, why, preacher, I don't understand all there is to know about that. Did you know? There's no way. My friend, there's no way some folks is going to understand. My friend, because they don't ever come. My friend, to that of the ordinance. My friend, the communion service. My friend, yes, sir. Now, I'm going to be quite frank with you. You say, preacher, you mean to tell me if I ain't saved, I can't take part? That's exactly what I'm telling you. My friend, brethren, you're not part of it. My friend, you're not a fit subject. My friend, why, preacher, that's too plain. It doesn't matter. My friend, brethren, that's what the scripture teaches. My friend, brethren, only them that believe. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I've seen folks, my friend, that their children would ask to take a little of that bread and a little of that cup. My friend, brother, them children, if they ain't been born again, my friend, brother, they're not to partake of it. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, you wait, you say, preacher. I don't want to hurt their feelings. They want to. My friend, brethren, you let them get born again. They'll appreciate you. My friend, for it. Yes, they will. They'll appreciate the fact that they couldn't take it till they got saved. My friend, brethren, it'll mean something to them. Yes, it will. My friend, now I'm your pastor. My friend, there's times, my friend, and I'd like to pick the times myself. My friend, but I just can't do it. Preacher, this ain't no Sunday morning sermon. My friend, brethren, well, I've got news for you. If you can't preach on the Lord, my friend, on Sunday morning, there's no meeting preaching any other time. No, they're not. My friend, brethren, there's times, my friend, and then, brethren, it must be time. My friend, brethren, that we preach this morning. My friend, about the ordinance of communion. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, if you come out here, my friend, the fourth Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, my friend, we're going to have baptized. My friend, you can have part in that ordinance, too. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. My friend, you say, preacher, I didn't know there was no ordinances of the church. my friend, lo and behold, you'd be surprised how many people don't know. Ain't my friend, just how serious things is. Ain't my friend, or just how it is that we uphold things. Ain't my friend, brethren, we're under the church covenant. Ain't my friend, we're under the articles of faith. Whether you have it or not, and we have rules of decorum. Ain't my friend, yes, sir, we've got a constitution. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, there's some things about the church, ain't my friend, that do me and you good to get a hold of. Ain't my friend, to lay hold of. Ain't my friend, on our journey. You say, preacher, I've made it just fine without it. Ain't my friend, brethren, you'd be much surprised how much better it'll be. Ain't my friend, if you just participated. Ain't my friend, in it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't my friend, I'll promise you this evening. Ain't my friend, when they kept the Passover, you can go and read it back in the days of Exodus. Ain't my friend, and brethren, when they constituted it. Ain't my friend, and when they set it aside to be took care of. Ain't my friend, every year that come around, my friend, they kept the feast of the Passover. Ain't my friend, brethren, because of the great deliverance. Ain't my friend, that God had delivered them. Ain't my friend, out of. Yes, sir, I could talk about the bread and the wine or the cup. Ain't my friend, you say, preacher, is it wine? Ain't my friend, he said in one place that he would not. Ain't my friend, tread the wine place, press along. Ain't my friend, he would not tread the wine press alone. Ain't my friend, I want you to know the Lord. Ain't my friend, trod down that wine press. Ain't my friend, he tread that wine press. Ain't my friend, whether you'll have it or not. Ain't my friend, you go back and talk and search and see how that blood of the grape come out. Ain't my friend, brother, they trod in the wine press. Ain't my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and that juice that come out. Ain't my friend, they call wine. Ain't my friend, and they didn't put it in old wineskins. Ain't my friend, no, sir. He said, see that you put the new wine. Ain't my friend, in new vessels. Ain't my friend, brethren, you think about that. He didn't put it in them old vessels. Ain't my friend, he said, or else it'll burst the vessel. Ain't my friend, it's too strong for it. Ain't my friend, yes, sir, I understand about wine. Ain't my friend, and I understand what he's talking about. Ain't my friend, but brethren, I want you to realize, this morning, my friend, there's nothing no more important. Ain't my friend, for me and you as a church. Ain't my friend, we talk about. Ain't my friend, coming to the house of God. Ain't my friend, we talk about my friend being the church. Ain't my friend, and we talk about how much we should show out yonder. Ain't my friend, and I agree 100% with all of it. Ain't my friend, but there's some duties and some things to be done right in the church. Ain't my friend, because you're part of this body. Ain't my friend, yes, you are. Yes, you are. There's not anybody. Ain't my friend, and I don't want you to take this morning. Ain't my friend, say, well, preacher, you're just mad at some of us. Ain't my friend, I'm not mad at any of you. Ain't my friend, and you're not going to get. Ain't my friend, brethren, my friend, anything other demanding. Ain't my friend from me, brethren, but I honestly feel like it's my obligation to let you know. Ain't my friend, brethren, this is what the church believes. Ain't my friend, this is what this church practices. Ain't my friend, and if you're a member of this church, you ought to be present. Ain't my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, you just trying to make us feel bad. I ain't trying to make you feel bad. My friend, I didn't understand these things as well. When I first got saved, I didn't know, my friend, altogether what was going on. My friend, but brethren, I learned some things. My friend, I was taught some things. My friend, I was showed some things. And my friend, as we come along, and my friend, and when I began to preach, and my friend, and when I was ordained, and my friend, the pastor, and my friend, brethren, I made it, my friend, I did. I made it my soul, and my friend, duty to find out just exactly, and my friend, how things ought to be, and my friend, and I'll try my best. And my friend, to carry things out like they ought to be. And my friend, it doesn't matter what grandma done. It doesn't matter what grandpa done. And my friend, brethren, it does matter what the word teaches. And my friend, yes it does. Yes sir. And my friend, I've seen people do a lot of things different ways. And my friend, and all such as that, you may not believe this. And my friend, I've only preached, and my friend, on foot washing two or three times. And my friend, and my friend, I've preached on it when we had part of foot washing. And my friend, I'd preach on something. I don't know altogether what it was. And my friend, but we preached on something. And my friend, but brethren, I mean to really, really. And my friend, preach on foot washing about two or three times is all I've ever preached on. And my friend, brethren, and they was in churches, and my friend, that did not carry out foot washing. Glory to God. And my friend, you say, preacher, you ought not have done that. Well, it come. And my friend, it come. There wasn't nothing I could do. And my friend, but I'll tell you something, folks. And my friend, they are something in the foot washing part. And my friend, that don't come with that other part. And no, sir. And no, sir. And I'll tell you why. And my friend, Jesus says, I, your Lord and Master, and my friend, has washed your feet. And my friend, ye ought also to wash one another's feet. And my friend, yes, sir, and he bowed down and washed them. And my friend, did he not? And my friend, how many Peters we got here? And my friend, I ain't going to ask you to raise your hand. And my friend, Peter said, you ain't washing me. And my friend, ain't that what he said? And my friend, to begin, you ain't washing my feet. And my friend, no, sir, listen to me. And my friend, I'm going to go back here in just a minute. I feel it necessary, and I'm going to. And my friend, brethren, and the Lord began to speak to him. And my friend, that he told him, he didn't first tell him, my friend, that I didn't have no part with you. And my friend, he first told him this. I'm going to read it to you. And my friend, if I can get it right quick. And my friend, he said, and my friend, he said, thou, this is after Peter had told him, he said, you're not washing. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. And my friend, he said, don't just wash my feet. And my friend, wash my hands and my head all together. And my friend, he said, you need no washing, my friend. He said, you're washed everywhere. And my friend, if so be, my friend, that you allow him to wash your feet. And my friend, you know what Jesus done. And my friend, Jesus was the servant. And my friend, he was the master of all. My friend, but he was the servant. He became the servant. And he got down at them disciples' feet and he showed them, my friend, brethren, that of the office of a servant. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll promise you something, folks. My friend, brethren, you start getting down before your brethren. My friend, and you see if it don't do something for you. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I know what I'm talking about. My friend, I can't explain it all. My friend, and you'll never know. My friend, until you really take part. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, no, sir. Why, preacher, I ain't never seen a service like that. I'm going to tell you something. My friend, just come and see. My friend, just come and see. My friend, brother, ain't nobody going to do nothing to you. My friend, no, sir. Why, preacher, that's some of that old fogey stuff. My friend, can I ask you a question? My friend, why didn't them old timers take that page with them? My friend, why didn't they take that page just out? My friend, and take it with them. My friend, you know that Jesus knowed what the Passover was. My friend, he most certainly did. I've had people to tell me, well, preacher, it was a common thing that they washed feet back then. My friend, down through the years, my friend, yeah, but you ain't looking at it right, my friend. That ain't what they washed to one another's feet for. Matter of fact, they didn't wash one another. They washed their own. My friend, let's go and read. My friend, and study and find out. But you know what happened? My friend, brethren, why is it back then that they all washed before supper? My friend, yes, they did. My friend, they washed. My friend, before they sat down and eat. My friend, yes, sir, is a customary. My friend, thing that if they come and visit you, my friend, you had a pan of water, they washed their feet. My friend, yes, they did. That ain't what this scripture's talking about. My friend, this is what he said. My friend, you need to get the gist of this. My friend, if then I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. My friend, he left an example. My friend, in our article of faith, that it says that feet washing is an example. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get off that, Randy. My friend, why should I? My friend, I know. You say, preacher, I ain't coming back this church. My friend, y'all believe strange things. My friend, well, you ain't seen nothing. How glory to God. My friend, you let the Holy Spirit of God get loose. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, you'll see some strange things. My friend, out of some strange people. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Now, hear me. My friend, none of which is for a show. My friend, did you know that? My friend, none of which is for a show. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, we don't do it for a show. My friend, brethren, if we don't take this communion for what it says right there, my friend, for this do in remembrance of me. My friend, if you don't take it, my friend, in that manner, you're here for the wrong reason. My friend, yes, you are. Yes, you are. It's not for what we've done, it's what he done. My friend, yes, sir, it's what's representation. My friend, of that of which he done, that of unleavened bread, brethren, ain't nothing that has no leavening in it. it has no rise and it has no yeast in it. It has no foreign, friend, matter in it. Friend, I believe when Jesus gave his body, my friend, that it was 100% him. Yes, sir. Friend, brethren, he told them in one place, and him standing there in the midst of them, he said, he broke that bread. He said, take, eat. This is my body. Is that not what it says? Friend, this is my body. Friend, take and eat. Friend, you say, preacher, no. No. Friend, for you do show his death. Friend, that's what you show, his death. Friend, listen to me. Friend, brethren, it's in recognition of him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and that of the cup. Friend, isn't a thing in the world but that of the blood. Friend, that he shed on the cross of Calvary. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I don't understand all that. Friend, brethren. Brethren. Have you been, my friend, born again? Friend, so long that you don't remember. Friend, what it is that Jesus done for you. Friend, what he gave his precious blood. Friend, he give his life. Brethren, he give his life's blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Friend, no, sir, there is no remission. Brethren, it takes the blood. Yes, it does. Even that Passover, brethren, that they kept over there. And when they kept it in the years past, friend, brethren, they brought it alive. Yes, they did. They didn't bring no dead sacrifice. It would not have been accepted. Friend, they brought life. Yes, sir, with the blood. Friend, and they took that blood, my friend, it run out in a basin. Friend, did they not? Friend, the Bible says in one place, friend, that they took a scapegoat, what they call a scapegoat. Friend, and they took that goat and they took the blood. Friend, of those sacrifices, and they took and put it on that goat. Friend, and let it go. Friend, call it the scapegoat. Friend, I want you to know, had he not, friend, give his blood for me and you. Friend, he is the scapegoat today. Yes, he is. Friend, brethren, why wouldn't we want to partake, my friend, in something? Friend, just to show the Father. Friend, brethren, that we believe what we say we believe. Friend, that he is the scapegoat for me and you. Friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did you know? Friend, had he not come, brethren, that we wouldn't have this privilege. Friend, had he not come, we wouldn't be saved. Did you know that? You say, preacher, what would we be? We'd be doing the same thing as doing what we read about. Friend, we'd be keeping the Passover. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, but he's come. Friend, and brethren, he's brought a new and a living way. He's brought something better. Friend, something better. Yes, he has. This morning. Now, friend, now, you might say, preacher, I don't understand all that. Friend, I've got news for you. I believe you get the gist of what's going on. Friend, and I believe you get the gist. You say, preacher, I'm busy tonight. Friend, can I ask you a question? What did you get yourself busy for? Friend, you know it's meeting night. meeting night, friend. A lot of folks try to find things on meeting night. You know, our preacher don't preach to us. Meeting night, friend. I'm going to. Meeting night, friend. I'm not going to preach to you this morning, church. I'm going to charge you. Meeting night, friend. It's an ordinance of God. Meeting night, friend. It's an ordinance of the church. Meeting night, friend. Brethren, you got a duty to be here. Meeting night, friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I ask you a question? My friend, have you ever been to the church, my friend, when you really didn't want to go? Have you ever really been to church when you really didn't want to go? My friend, yeah. My friend, maybe you just didn't feel like it. My friend, or maybe you just thought, well, I can get by today. My friend, or maybe you just thought, well, they can handle it themselves. My friend, you know what? They can. They can and they will. My friend, but I'll tell you, most of the time you miss something. My friend, you know that? You miss something. You say, preacher, you're just trying, my friend, to trick me. I'm not tricking you into nothing. My friend, brethren, I've said this many a time, and I believe people are just like this. My friend, I've made the remark, my friend, go ahead and believe what you want to. My friend, because you are anyway. My friend, you're going to believe what you want to. My friend, anyway, you most certainly are. In other words, you're going to be what you're going to be. My friend, don't let what I say, my friend, think I'm tricking you. Glory to God! My friend, I'll tell you something. I can't help but to believe this. I'm going to preach you my some of my own conviction. My friend, brethren, if I was absolutely able, my friend, to be at the house of God, I'd try to be there. My friend, I know when I can and when I can't. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That ain't all the Lord knows. My friend, when I can and when I can't. My friend, and it's far worse sitting there. My friend, at home, my friend, knowing that you could have probably went on. My friend, yes, it is. It's far worse. Yes, sir. My friend, preacher, what makes it that way? I'm going to tell you. My friend, I used to play ball real regular. My friend, I did. I loved to play ball. My friend, I played ball on the over 40 softball team. Yes, sir. And I was over 40, too. I was about 50. Yes, sir. My friend, but listen to me. My friend, I said years ago, my friend, I got on my job. I worked 12-hour days. My friend, 5 and sometimes 6 days a week. My friend, and they got up a little old softball program or had a program. My friend, and they said, Randy, we want you to play with us. My friend, I said, okay. My friend, I will. I said, I will not on Wednesday night, and I will not on Sunday. My friend, now the rest of the time I'll play. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, preacher, you work 12 hours, I work 12 hours. My friend, worked in Calhoun. My friend, went to church at Union Grove. It's just about in Calhoun. My friend, got off at 6 o'clock, and church started at 7. My friend, I'd get home on Wednesday evening. I listened. I was a single man. My friend, there wasn't nothing that I had to do. My friend, but brethren, I'd get home on Wednesday night just in time to get changed and go right back to church. I, friend, and I done it. I, friend, I'd play ball Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday all day long. I, friend, but I wouldn't be there on Sunday. That worked real good till we got down the playoffs. I, friend, yeah, got down the playoffs. I, friend, I never will forget. Brethren, they hounded me all week long. Now, Randy, if we get to winning, we're going to be playing Sunday. I, friend, I said, no, you going to be playing. Thank God I won't be there. I, friend, we got to have you. I, friend, well, I played, but I didn't play on Sunday. I, friend, but I'll just show you how things go. I, friend, years passed on, several years. I, friend, I still playing. I was playing on a different league. I, friend, different people. I, friend, and they got to playing a Sunday after church. Well, preacher, you can make it Sunday after church. That time I wasn't a preacher, by the way. I, friend, but nonetheless, nonetheless, you can make it, Randy. I, friend, you can make it. So I did. I played in the afternoon. I, friend, then you get in one of them games and it wasn't going to run out at the right time. I, friend, and I'd have to stay just a little bit longer, or felt like I did, or I did, let's just say. I, friend, I just stayed a little longer. I, friend, didn't have much time to get to church, but I went. Come just a little late, and you know, after a while, I kept playing. On Sunday night, I just couldn't make it. I, friend, just couldn't make it to church. No, I just couldn't make it. You say, preacher, I, friend, you was, I, friend, a member of that church, and you didn't make it on Sunday night? Yeah. I, friend, but it didn't go too long. I, friend, I done that about two or three times, and you know what? Lord got to dealing with me. I, friend, he said, Randy, he said, everybody you've played with, you said you wouldn't play on Sunday. I, friend, he said, it's going to be in your best interest just to don't play on Sunday. I, friend, you know what I done? The first thing I done, I got right with the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I, friend, I went to the church and I told them I'm sorry. I, friend, I told that team, I said, no more Sunday. I, friend, I said, if you got to replace me, just replace me. I, friend, I won't be there. I, friend, and I can promise you from that day to this, my friend, they've been no more Sunday ball for this boy. I, friend, no, sir, it don't work. I, friend, why, preacher, it don't hurt to miss Sunday night. I, friend, if you're physically able, I, friend, if you're not sick, my friend, you ought to have a desire to be at the house of God. I, friend, let me rephrase that. If you are sick, I, friend, you ought to have a desire to be at the house of God. I, friend, brethren, the church meant something to me. I, friend, little old 18, 19-year-old boy. I, friend, me and Kathy was married when I played on them Sunday afternoons. I, friend, yes, we was. I, friend, I'm going to tell you something. People says, well, preacher, that won't work today. I, friend, brethren, our children come along. I, friend, it's a different day. Do you know that? I, friend, yeah, coaches and everything else. When I went to school, my friend, Wednesday night was recognized. I, friend, it's church now. I, friend, they didn't have PTA. They didn't have long practices. No, sir. I, friend, they let everybody get out in time and go to church. I, friend, I know what I'm talking about. I, friend, our children come along. You can forget all that. I, friend, brother, Wednesday was just another day. I, friend, yes, sir, Wednesday was just another day. I, friend, do y'all see where that went? I don't know where all of it come from. I had no clue. I, friend, to talk to you. I, friend, but I'm talking to you, church. I, friend, yes, sir. I, friend, preacher, I just don't get nothing out of Wednesday night. I, friend, did you know I've been to church a few times when I didn't get nothing out of it? Yes, sir. I, friend, come to find out it wasn't nothing wrong with them. They something wrong with me. I, friend, I just wasn't going for the right reason. Yes, sir. I just wasn't going for the right reason. I, friend, I'm going to tell you something. I, friend, our children come along on Wednesday and we got practice, we got this, we got that. I, friend, I'm going to tell you something, church. It created a few hardships. I, friend, I didn't care that my children played, my friend, ball, but we'd tell them Wednesday nights, I, friend, they is leaving. Yes, sir. And we told them they wouldn't be no Sundays. I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, preacher. How difficult was that? It's very difficult. I, friend, it's very difficult. I'll be honest with you. Pressure from everybody. I, friend, but thank God. Thank God. My children know where they is going to be. I, friend, you know why? Because daddy's going to church. Mama's going to church. They wasn't nobody, my friend, else they could go with. So they had to go with us. I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now listen. Listen. I, friend, days has passed on. I'm going to leave something with you and then I'm done. I, friend, I most certainly am. You say, preacher? I, friend, why did you preach on communion? I, friend, I'm going to tell you the number one reason I preached on a little bit of communion and foot washing this morning. I, friend, the number one reason is because the Lord told me to. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I, friend, I wasn't even hardly thinking about communion this morning, just to be honest with you. I, friend, I know we got it tonight. I, friend, but listen. Listen to me. Lo and behold, times have changed. I, friend, I've worked on a public works, my friend. And I worked at one place for 31 years. And I, friend, the day that I walked in, I told them, I said, I'll not work on Sunday. And I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I, friend, and there's two of them, my friend, that worked there that knowed who I was. And they knowed me. And I, friend, yes, sir, they never prodded me. And I, friend, they never did. They never prodded me. You say, preacher, you never did get an ox in the ditch on Sunday. I didn't say that. And I, friend, but brethren, just to be set down to work, my friend, for Sunday, I didn't do it. And I, friend, were they circumstances and things I had to take care of? And I, friend, yes, but I'll tell you what I done. And they knowed I was going to. And I, friend, if it wasn't before time to go to meeting, it'd be after meeting. Yes, sir. Whether it's Sunday morning or Sunday night. And I, friend, I'd take care of it. But if they had to wait, they just had to wait. And I, friend, you say, preacher, that wasn't right. Well, I didn't feel right, my friend, because I had an obligation to be elsewhere. And I, friend, can I say this? I had a desire to be elsewhere. And I, friend, I don't even like to think about work on Sunday. And I, friend, and I don't very much. Just to be honest with you. Just to be honest with you. And I, friend, but listen, we've got into the day today. My friend, you can throw Wednesday night out of the corner. My friend, they don't nobody think much about Wednesday night anymore. My friend, and you can just about throw Sunday out of the picture. My friend, all these leagues, my friend, they play every weekend. My friend, weekend after weekend after weekend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'd follow our girls as much as we could, and we'd follow our son. He'd be wrestling, and they'd wrestle Friday evening from 5 o'clock after midnight. Get up the next morning, you was out by 6:30 or 7. And sometimes it's 1 and 2 o'clock Sunday morning before you got home. But you know what happened on Sunday morning? We was all in church. We was all in church. Preacher, I don't see how you done it. I'm going to tell you. I had one desire. And it wasn't the great desire to see. How far our children could excel. Brother, and I was glad to be there for them. I was glad to be there rooting them on. But I'll just be honest with you. And it comes Sunday, my friend, it didn't really matter to me. What they had going on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, you say, preacher, people ain't like that no more. I wonder why. You say, preacher, we've got to take it easy. We got to do this and we got to do that. I know men. I know men that's pastored two churches at one time. I know men that has pastored five churches at one time. You say, preacher, ain't humanly possible. They only met once a week, once a month. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they done a circuit. And they pastored. You say, preacher, they ain't that many filled Sundays. When they got finished with one Sunday that afternoon, they went out of this other church. And pastored it all at one time. Yes, sir. You put that all together, my friend. They went five times a month. You say, preacher, I thought they had really done something. They did, my friend. They had A models and T models. And they got there the best way they could. Yes, sir. Dirt roads, county roads, roads that wasn't nothing. Neither on the county nor the state. Yes, sir. You know what? God blessed them on their journey. He most certainly did. I want them to come get a verse or a song. I don't know your heart this morning. I don't know what you stand in need of. I really don't. There's folks today There's folks today that's got it in their heart to do the right thing. They want to do the right thing. But when it comes down to actually doing the right thing, you know what happens? They get lazy. They get lazy on us. I don't know about you. I was taught some things when I was being raised. I got in trouble when I was in the 10th grade. I got in trouble. And I had a job down at the local drugstore. And I'll tell you, I figured when my dad found out what trouble I was in, I figured it was going to be awful. I figured that he'd probably beat me half to death. And that's just how I felt. But did you know he never got the strap out? But what he made me do, brethren and sister, what he made me do, I wished he'd have whooped me. Yeah. I wished he'd have whooped me. I was real close
to my papa and my grandma. I was real close to them. I got suspended from school 3 days. Daddy had to come get me. I couldn't go with nobody else. My dad was the one who's going to have to come get me. Principal said, "You ain't leaving with nobody but your father. He'll be the one to pick you up. And I'll be the one to carry you to him." That's just how it was. Listen. We got home and I just thought, man, I don't know what, you know. What's going to happen? Daddy didn't say one word. Got in that car, not one word did he say. Not the first. He could have. We got home, he set me down. And he talked to me just a few minutes. He said, "Now I'm going to tell you." He said, "You're going to go down yonder, your papa and your grandma," and said, "you're going to tell them what you've done." He said, "They ain't going to hear it from nobody else." I thought to myself, "No, Daddy, you just need to whoop me. Huh? I don't want to go tell them. I didn't want to do that." I started to get up and go. He said, "And when you get back," he said, "I'm going to take you up there where you work." And he said, "You're going to go in there and tell your boss." He is the owner of the drugstore anyway. He said, "You're going to tell your boss what you've done." He said, "It just might be you don't have a job." He is serious. I know he is serious. If you don't think, my friend, that worked on me. I mean, that worked on me. I went and told my papa, my grandma. When I got cleared up enough, we went to the drugstore. And I walked in there and I told old Doc Mason what went on, what we done. And I told him, I said, "Well," I said, "now it's in your hands." I said, I had to let you know. And they said, if you don't want me working here, that's fine. You just need to let me know." And you know what he said? He said, "I'll let you know." "Well, preacher, what do you mean? Things are so different." Yeah. Are they not? Things are so different today. "Preacher, it wasn't that serious." Today, it probably wouldn't be. You know? Today, it probably wouldn't be. Can you see? I'm not getting on to you. I'm in the midst of you. Can you see how things have diminished? They've just diminished. I had another job one time. I was hauling hay, and I had a job at an auctioneer. Now you say, "Preacher, these things don't mean that." And I'll tell you, there's a man at that auction that run that auction that I worked for, and I was supposed to be there at such and such time. Well, I got out hauling hay 2 or 3 days, and this was on a Friday evening, and we didn't get finished in time. And I was dog tired anyway. And I didn't go. I didn't go to Hawks. I didn't go. Didn't show up. We didn't have cell phones, by the way. And I didn't have no way. All I had a way was where I was at and back home. My dad found out about it, and he ripped me over. He ripped me over. He said, son, you tell somebody you're going to do something. He said, you do it. You do it. Pretty much had to do the same thing. Said, you go talk to him. See if he wants you to come back. Yeah. It's called respect. Is it not? It's called respect. Preacher, I know all this grammarly stuff. Well, why ain't we doing it? Huh? If we know all this, why ain't we putting it in action? It's elementary, preacher. I don't want to get preached to like that. You know, every now and again, my friend, we need to know just exactly how the mother stands. This is where she stands, folks. And the mother's made up of me and you. Me and you. Yeah. Now what are we going to do? While we stand, sing a verse of a song.